We are back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Jonathan Smith right over to my left here. He's
sipping
the Gunsmith.
Hot coffee.
We are locked and loaded, ready to go.
That's right.
This segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing. These guys are awesome.
They are.
Fantastic
and,
work.
We appreciate them so much. Talked to them this week, and things are going pretty good. They are lining jobs up
get
for this
in the
year.
Queue.
Yeah, you're going to want to get things in order and do it in your right perspective. Know when you're going to need your roof and know that it's very weather permissive. You know, you're either, I think that's the right word. It works around the weather. So if we have a super wet spring, you might have more stains on your ceiling than, and because you want to get this done as soon as you can.
Yeah.
Roofs are important. Roofs are like, it's like insurance for your home. With a good roof and a good gutter system, taking care of all that and getting that water away from your house, you're in good shape. Takes care of your foundation. It protects your home. It takes protects the integrity of the inside of your house.
Foundation is important, but if the foundation is wide open,
yeah,
elements go at it.
You're lost.
The roof is what protects you.
It will crumble and fall apart.
Gives you shelter from the storm.
There you go. This sounds biblical.
It kind of is. A good roof support.
Talk about shelter from the storm. I went shelter and see the Ark this week.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Down in Kentucky.
Had a good roof on it.
It had quite a haul, too. I'm telling you. If you ever get a chance to go there, amazing.
Pretty cool.
It's amazing. And yeah. I was just telling Tim about it. So Tri-County Roofing of MidMichigan.com is the name of their website. You can link to them right from my website, the GSS.com. They have been doing roofs for me for years. I was thinking back the first time we ever worked together. But, you know, the family history with Tri-County and my father-in-law, who's now in mid-80s, but he was in charge of maintenance at our church.
Uh-huh.
And three times since 1971, they've redone the roofs at our church because we've had additions and add-ons, and we've had to have things done.
Growing parish.
And so my good friend Tim knows my father-in-law from being a kid working there because he'd been there in the business for, you know, a long, long, long time.
Yeah.
And George, your father-in-law. Yeah, you know, we got to know each other and over the past 20 years and just good stories. But, you know, that when the company's been around since 1971, you're going to run into so many people that have had work done by them that are proud and happy. Businesses, churches, institutions.
Offices,
like
Whaley's, warehouses.
Whaley's Children's Center.
Right.
All kinds of school districts.
Yep.
That's what they do. They are specialized in good work, and by God, they'll do it for you. And do it at a fair price, and they stand behind their work. 810-732-7740. Get Tim out to do an estimate for you. You'll be happy you did. And know that whatever he gives you a price on is going to be done right. So, and he wants you to know that. He wants to remind you about good things coming up because he knows that he works hard and life is short and you want to take advantage of the weekends and the things that are coming up. And and an MCRGO note, I wanted to bring up the fact that Outdoor-rama is coming up February 19th through the 22nd. So it's next week.
Wow.
Tomorrow's Sunday, so it'll be through
Where's
next
that?
Week. It's at the Novi down to the Suburban Collection Showcase,
yep.
or Showplace now it's called. They always modify that name a little bit.
But usually those Ramas are down there.
Yeah, and that is a beautiful city. It's huge. And they open up, they take the big divider walls out, and Outdoor Rama is big. You got everything from boats to campers to hunting gear from all the organizations. You got, I've been there with ammo companies. I get great prices and fishing lures. My son always goes, he always comes home with a new fishing pole. We have so many fishing poles that have never been used. You know what I mean? But they're beautiful.
Yeah.
And he'll say, oh, this is the new Fenwick, blah, 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 blah. But they have it all there. And new fishing lures and fishing charters. And just a great event to go to. But in booth number 5415 will be MCRGO. And there'll be I get asked every year if I want to volunteer and be there because I must, you know, a loose spokesman for them. But I do my part and try to expand. And I've been a member for over 20 years. I found my first MCRGO t-shirt the other day.
Uh-huh.
And I got it at Outdoor-rama, like back in, 2004, something like that.
It's 22 years old.
It's over 20 years old. And it was a 5X tall, so it was an old one. So I'm not a 5X anymore, but anyways,
probably
the shirt was still pretty awesome. Yeah, right. But it was kind of like a muumuu. But anyways, I did try it on. But MCRGO is near and dear to my heart. And if you get a chance, join one. You're there. You can sign up right there. Sign up. Get all the gear they give you. They give you all kinds of little fun bling. And but the most important thing is become part of the MCRGO network, Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners.
A lot of other events coming up.
Yeah, tomorrow, Jacob and I, God willing, Jake's feeling good enough, we're going to be at the Shiawassee Conservation Association's Gun and Knife Show. Now, this happens once a year. It's on a Sunday. It's always a one-day event on a Sunday. I actually got two friends that are priests and one friend that's a deacon in the Catholic Church.
They got a table out there?
No, they show up. They walk through, and they're like incognito. They'll be like,
"Oh yeah,
hello, Jonathan." And I'm like, "Father, how are you?" It's really cool. But anyways, it's a very good, I call it a swap meet. It's like a family swap meet for hunting, fishing, target. But importantly, you get to see the club, because that Conservation Association does so much for kids. It blows me away. When I see these groups get together, and their heart is in the right place, and they're there to teach. They have an indoor archery range, which is actually where we set up for the gun show. And they've got all these leagues for kids, and they've even got a Special Olympics league where impaired kids can come to learn how to shoot archery in a completely safe environment, which just blows me away. And we've got two friends with their children have Down syndrome, and they take them there for the league. And that's what first turned me on to this club. I was like, boy, that's a wonderful outreach, you know? So it's good hearted people. And people always ask me, well, where's it at? It's on M52, 3 miles north of Owosso. So it's not hard to get to. If you head out 21 or go to Owosso, go north, 3 miles north on M52. It's on the left-hand side. I'll give you the actual address. 4247 North M52 in Owosso, Michigan. It's just a great time. We'll be set up. We got a couple tables selling some of our personal stuff and collections and stuff like that. So, but if you want to get out and see a great club and see some good people, do so. We'll be glad to have you out there. Plus, they do hunter safety courses out there too for kids. So Jacob and I will be there all day tomorrow, and it's only $5 admission, and under 14 are free. So buy, sell, trade. So stop out and say hello. If you would, I'd appreciate it. And this is a habit we have. We hit Hardee's on the way out and have breakfast because there's very few Hardee's anymore in Michigan.
Yeah.
And biscuits and gravy, and now they got a chicken breakfast sandwich. It's good stuff. But that's something we do to give us our sustenance to get us through the day at a gun show.
It's good to have you go to a place, you have a place that you stop. That's part of the tradition.
Yeah. Well, like the last gun show we worked at in Lapeer, they didn't open up the kitchen. Well, you got 100 tables and you got probably 150 guys in there and gals that are wanting to grab a lunch while you're there. And so Uber was dropping food off like mad. Well, there's not that much Uber out in the middle of nowhere, north of Owosso.
Right.
Ask for a
Can I get a Waymo? Yeah. No. No, sorry.
So along the lines of supporting clubs, though, this is one of those clubs, and there are so many. Like, we're going to it. We got another gun show coming up out at the Lapeer. I didn't write this one down. The one coming up at the Lapeer Sportsman's Club is coming up. I think it's May 15th, I think it is. I'll double check and tell you next week. But I'm all set up there. I got two tables for that one too, so we'll be out there again. Last year it was a great swap meet. And a beautiful weather at the one. It's out there by Imlay City. And we had the inside. We were set up inside on tables. We had a great time. But there were so many people there that outdoors, all the way down the entryway, people backed their trucks up to the driveway or drove their trucks in and parked them, opened up their tailgates, and they tailgated selling all their gear down. And there was puppies. There was you know, shotgun guys, there was rifle guys, there was pistol guys, all the way out the road going into the place was nothing but like an open air flea market of gun lovers and like-minded people. So great stuff coming up all the time. And I love these little gun shows. They're not the huge ones where you have the exact same people at every single one of these places and they're selling, it's almost like a gun flea market. Well, this is more of a family situation where you feel like you're family when you're there. And so it excites me to see this stuff coming up. And I'm especially this February 14th one or 15th one tomorrow at Shiawassee. That one I look forward to it every year. They get a hold of me like 6 months ahead of time, say, do you want tables? And I'm like, well, yeah, I want tables.
Of course I do.
We're the gunsmith show. I want to be there.
Right.
And it was, you know, back when we were on AM 1470, it was a little different because we had a different listening audience. Now we're on US 103. Guys, don't be afraid to drive to Owosso. It's a nice town.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
just get on 69.
If you're coming across 69, there is a little gun shop on Irish Road you might want to stop at, too.
Oh, yeah.
You
know? So pretty good one.
It's hard. I have a hard time. My car's automatically pulling to that parking lot, and my wife seems to watch me on the radar. She's got me on Gundar, is what she calls it.
Gundar.
It's Gundar.
Okay. Not,
it's almost like
Gundar.
Gandalf or something, you know. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's Gundar. She knows all the gun shops and where they're at on the map.
Whoop,
so
whoop,
she
big alarm going off in the house.
dive. It's like run silent, run deep. So other than that, I hope you have a great weekend. And it is Valentine's Day. We got more to talk about next. We're going to talk about some things you should probably get for Valentine's Day for that loved one. And we're not even too Williams.
Can you turn the light off on your bow tie yet? You've got a Valentine's Day bow tie on right
now. It is blinking. It looks like a strobe light.
Yeah.
It's starting to get me dizzy.
I got the Rudolph thing going on.
It's the socks that are doing it.
We'll be back right after this. It's God's Best Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.